When my book From Debt to Zero became a bestseller, I had tons of people asking me if it was not the same as another very important book in the Canadian mortgage finance. It's another book that is really well known, which is The Smith Maneuver by Fraser and Robinson Smith. So session of On Record is going to show you the differences between both books. I've read both books. Of course, I wrote From Debt to Zero, but the other one I've read it a couple of times, and I'm going to attempt to give you the main difference between the two books so there is no confusion about it. Number one, both are number one Amazon bestsellers depending on the month that you look at in the mortgage category. So in my opinion, if you have a mortgage in Canada and you're listening to this, you should buy both books, because at the time, what 95% of Canadians are doing is just shopping rates in an attempt to reduce the expenses and get ahead in life. Okay, so both of them are really good, and in my opinion, are the best bestsellers in Amazon, the number one bestsellers in Amazon at the moment. Number two, what is From Debt to Zero all about? It's all about making a difference between the mortgage rate and the cost of credit. Of course, if you reduce the mortgage rate, your cost of credit reduces, but it's only one small lever, and that's the only lever that most Canadians are doing. I write in the book From Debt to Zero, I created a framework called Payoff, and each letter means something. And all that framework is real case scenarios on how to reduce your cost of credit, to minimize it. The cost of credit is the total amount of dollars that you pay the bank over the life of the mortgage. And when you initially calculate the cost of credit, you're going to be shocked, because that's all the money that you're giving the bank. The bank received that money and they call it the lifetime value of a customer. And in my book, I show you to convert that cost of credit into a LAB number, which is lifetime amortized borrowing cost, which is a way smaller cost of credit. And when you do that, two things happen. You pay off your mortgage faster and you reduce the total amount of interest, which is what you're trying to do when you try to negotiate a lower rate. The book, The Smith Maneuver book by Fraser and Robinson Smith, it's an attempt it tells you how to convert non-tax deductible mortgage into a tax deductible investment loan by borrowing against your home equity using a type of mortgage that is a readvanceable mortgage. You maintain debt while growing an investment portfolio and that has really important and beneficial tax advantages. So that's what the Smith Maneuver is all about. Now, what is the objective? Why these two books exist? In From Debt to Zero, the objective is to become mortgage free fast by basically giving less interest to the bank and minimizing the cost of credit. That's the main reason why I wrote the book. Now, on the Smith Maneuver, the objective is to build wealth faster by converting non-tax deductible debt into a tax deductible investment loan and building at the same time a portfolio to help and to aid with retirement without having to increase the family's income, which is also a really, really cool strategy. Okay, so those are the main objectives of the books. Now, why were those two books written? Camilo Rodriguez, myself, I wrote it, this book, in an attempt to reduce the financial stress and build wealth by reducing the interest paid to a bank. I see it every day. People are stressed out. They try to negotiate a rate. They try to refinance to get a lower rate. They get hit by penalties. At renewal, they don't get significantly anything better than anybody else. So there's basically no solutions unless you apply the payoff framework that I explained. So that is why I wrote the book, because when you apply those concepts, okay, you are going to get to the feelings that I have right now. I have right now, because I have no mortgage, I have feelings of safety, because I, even though I have no mortgage, I have a line of credit, a big line of credit with zero balance that I can use for emergencies, for anything that comes my way. Even if I cannot drive any income, I'll be okay even for years to come. And so one is safety. One of the feelings is safety. And the second one is freedom. Because I don't have to make the biggest payment that I had to make for many years or many decades. Most people, budgets, their mortgage payment is the biggest payment they have in their budget, and nobody minimizes it. And I explain in my book why you shouldn't treat your mortgage payment like a Netflix subscription, because for Netflix, you pay 20, 25 bucks. For your mortgage, you may pay anywhere from 2,500 to 4,500 bucks. So you shouldn't treat both the same. And then I explain what an active mortgage versus a passive mortgage is. Now, so those are the main two feelings, safety and freedom. In the Smith Maneuver, I think they wrote the book in an attempt to teach Canadians how to make a home mortgage tax deductible according to CRA rules. He mentioned in the books that he really liked, or he started to have the idea, because in the US, interest in a home mortgage is tax deductible. So he started investigating how he can do this in Canada using the tax law, the tax laws, CRA rules, and he found a way, very clever way. And at the same time, he was able to link that with retirement and help people build an investment portfolio to help with retirement without having to add additional payments, okay? So when I look at this, I feel confidence. So the two feelings that I feel is, one is confidence, because I feel more in control, okay? So I don't have to add more money to my plan, and I can start getting help on retirement and getting tax breaks. So I feel more in control. So I get the feelings of confidence. And I also have the feeling of hope, because my path to retirement, if I don't have any other object, any other paths, the path to retirement, I found one way that I can, you know, be better in retirement in the future. So the two feelings that I, at the end, I get is confidence and hope. Okay, so I'm going to give you an example, because if I give you an example with numbers, it may, you know, it may make it clearer for you. So let's say I'm going to have an example of a person who has, let's say, an $800,000 home. And let's say they apply the principles in From Debt to Zero, and they were able to clear the debt down to zero. And they set up, let's say, a $500,000 line of credit in their home, okay? So they're in that situation, they're in that space. So when you have no mortgage and no payment, I feel free. I am totally free. And if something comes my way, I know I have a large line of credit that I can draw upon, and I can do whatever I want because I have the liquidity and the cash available. So that gives me safety, okay? Now, if you take this client and you run it through the Smith Maneuver, maybe one option is going to be, oh, hey, so you have some years to retirement. Why don't you take that line of credit, $500,000, and invest it into a portfolio with a very good and reputable financial planner, and that way, the $500,000 is tax deductible. That's one of the strategies that show in the book. The $500,000 is tax deductible. And number one and number two, now you have an investment portfolio that is growing at a certain rate. Let's call it 7 or 8% or even more. And it's building wealth for you. Okay. So when I talk about the feelings, I don't feel as safe in that particular scenario. I'm not saying that this strategy is not very good, and I'll show you another possible scenario that combines parts from both. But in that case, if I have a $500,000 line of credit or investment loan that I have to make payments on, and I have a portfolio of stocks and dividends that are, you know, giving me a little bit of income and everything, most likely my dividend and my income is not going to make the payment. I'm not gonna feel safe, and I'm not gonna feel free because I still have to make payments. So maybe that's just a way of thinking, okay? But I do feel confident that I'm making something really clever, really good, because I'm having tax deductions and I'm seeing in a year tax refunds come back to me, number one. And number two, I have a lot of hope because I go, wow, if I have 500,000 invested and everything goes according to the plan, we don't have major surprises or something, maybe in the future I'm gonna have a better retirement. So I hope this clarifies. Now, you could also go something in the middle. You can say with this same particular client, so you pay your mortgage in full, you save all this money in interest, and now you are, let's do not take the 500,000, but let's take only, let's say, 150 from the line of credit. Now you're gonna have a mix of feelings, because I still feel safe, because I still have a lot of liquidity. I would still feel freedom, because maybe just the payment on a 150,000 investment loan is not as high, so I go, well, it's less than a car loan, so I don't feel any stress whatsoever, so I feel safe, I feel free, and I feel I'm starting to have some confidence because I like the tax refunds, and I'm seeing that my portfolio is growing over time, and that's going to give me a better retirement. So they're not exclusive, the two strategies. They could complement one another, but it's all about what you're looking for and your objective. Okay. Now, who is this book for? The target market are both Canadian homeowners, whose only strategy at the moment is try to negotiate a better rate with the bank. That's again what 95% of people are doing. I just try to negotiate a better rate to get ahead. And if you have a mortgage in Canada, these two books will give you another light on what is possible for you moving forward. Now, are there any similarities in these two books? And I would say yes. There are similarities. For example, one similarity or several similarities are in chapter 8 of my book, From Debt to Zero, because in that chapter, I talk about the tax code and I talk about strategies that you can use in your mortgage in my framework, okay? And those strategies come from the same tax code law that the Smiths, Fraser Smith and his son Robinson draw from the tax code. So we use the same idea to have some of the same outcome, okay? So yes, there are similarities, especially in chapter 8 of my book, From Debt to Zero. If you read both, you will see that I talk a lot about of what they say in the book, The Smith Maneuver, okay? Now, In summary, both books are way better strategies than what most Canadians are doing by just shopping for a lowest mortgage rate and hoping for the best. They're both way better strategies than what most Canadians are doing. Number two, From Debt to Zero, it'll give you, if you implement that, it will give you the feeling of safety and freedom. That's what I figure out, is because it's what I feel when I finally ended up paying my mortgage, safety and freedom by becoming mortgage free, okay? With the Smith Maneuver, it's gonna be confidence and control, seeing tax refunds and hope that there is a better solution for you in your retirement, okay? I wouldn't say that one is better than the other one. I think they both supplement each other and they are actually tools for homeowners right now. Most homeowners don't use the tools available to them. And these two books have tools that you can implement depending on what you're trying to achieve. And what to do next? In my opinion, I read a lot about Warren Buffett, and he says that the best investment that you can ever do in your life is an investment in yourself. That's what Warren Buffett says. So what I would say is, right now is make an investment in yourself. Go spend the 30, 60 bucks to purchase both books, read them, and see if you want to implement any of those strategies for yourself and get ahead financially in Canada using mortgages as a vehicle. This is Camilo Rodriguez, founder of Mortgages Lab, mortgage broker for 23 plus years, past president of the Canadian Mortgage Broker Association, BC, and author of the book, From Debt to Zero, number one bestseller in Canada in 2026, and hopefully for many years to come. All the best. See you in the next episode.